Good morning, Lauren.
Tell me a little bit more about Microsoft's plans.
Well, on the one hand, it's a community-based reputation system that's meant to introduce a new level of moderation to the Xbox network to perhaps make it a little more conducive for people of all ages, people right across the gender spectrum, to feel comfortable playing games. And in that sense, certainly Microsoft's primary motive is to ensure that as the greatest number of people play for the greatest number of time, therefore increasing their bottom line. But it's also interesting that I sort of feel the natural byproduct, the natural kind of end point of social media is a kind of social hierarchy where these companies want to rank and rate all of their users. And in this case, Xbox is doing that in the full context of rewards and punishment, that the people who earn a positive reputation might earn rewards in terms of free stuff or discounts. And the people with a bad reputation will actually lose access to features that they're paying for, whether that's the ability to stream via Twitch TV, a very popular streaming platform, or in terms of finding other people to play against. I mean, it really raises the stakes and almost explicitly introduces a kind of governance model to one of the largest video game platforms out there.
As we said in the introduction here, things can get testy, but what are examples, I guess, because, I mean, this is Xbox or the manufacturer making some kind of value judgment. What are examples of good and bad behaviors?
Well, part of this is not so much determined by the company as it is by other players who will sort of give each other complaints or, in theory, kudos for good activity. But yes, Microsoft does have a set of guidelines. On the bad, really, it's everything from misogyny to bullying to just being a bad sport in terms of sore losing or sore winning. So that might be how you communicate with others, how you treat others in the game, how offensive you might be to other people. In contrast to good behavior, which might be considered sportsmanship or collaboration or just being friendly and encouraging others and making the game environment conducive to gaming rather than just fighting. And in that, it is worth pointing out that most video games today are multiplayer, that it's not about you playing against the computer. It's about you playing against other human beings. And that's why civility and respect are certainly paramount. But with all of that said, it's worth pointing out that in this case, the definition of good behavior is actually just not being bad. In that if you just do nothing, you'll still qualify as good behavior in terms of this kind of reverse option social regulation.
It's interesting the parallels to organized sport. I mean, as people compete against each other, and I mean, you can see, if you go to a minor hockey game, you'd see in a lot of ways, we haven't figured this out yet.
No, and in fact, this is about esports, and esports is already professionalized. That's where Twitch.tv comes in. There are lots of people making money, good money, playing video games. So there's a competitive side, there's an entertainment side, and it is very much like sports and athletics, where you will get overzealous parents and overzealous fans who perhaps ruin the environment. But at the same time, those who are great team players, those who are really great leaders, they're the ones that people gravitate to.
Yeah, this is interesting. I mean, video games, because we're all linked by the internet and all this stuff, are now a spectator game where people over Twitch watch others who they don't necessarily know, but they follow as gamers. They watch them play.
Which is a huge and growing industry, which, you know, I'm a golfer and I can't stand watching golf on television. Yeah. I used to play baseball and I still can't stand watching baseball on television. But there are tons of people who watch video games and who do so in incredible numbers, and the celebrities that it creates, because there are people who are getting 100,000 viewers, and that's on the low end. There are others who get millions. So this is a growing phenomena that Xbox wants to make sure that they're on the right side of when it comes to providing a constructive environment.
So how are they going to do it? How will it work?
Well, part of it involves each user rating other users. So there is a peer-to-peer element to the way in which this judgment works. But it also reflects the role of an algorithm that tries to legitimize what would be feedback that is honest versus feedback that is manipulative. I mean, to stick within our athletic metaphor, if you're an excellent player, like if your skills are such that you literally beat anyone who comes up against you, Well, you're going to encounter a lot of sore losers who are going to try to damage your reputation by complaining, by reporting you. So Microsoft Xbox claims that they've got an algorithm to prevent those types of manipulation. But what they are creating is kind of similar to soccer in terms of cards, that by default, everyone's green. You can get a yellow card if you start perhaps acting inappropriately here and there. But if that behavior is inappropriate and consistent, then you could get a red card, which is both a signal to other players to avoid you, but it's also when you end up in purgatory, as far as Xbox is concerned, of starting to lose access to Twitch TV, which is the ability to stream and or generate revenue, but also in terms of who you get matched up against. So it's meant to be a way to incentivize proper behavior.
It's one of my favorite sayings, red card, bud. Now, do you think this is going to work?
I'm not sure. And certainly there are a lot of skeptics who, on the one hand, I mentioned the opportunity to manipulate or game the system. And here's where I sort of get into a bit of a tongue twister. I mean, it's interesting that Microsoft basically is creating a game to regulate games that other people are going to probably try to game. Game being a word for manipulate, and recognizing that Microsoft, rather than having, say, judge and jury in a justice system, this is just a game of people having green or yellow or red, and other people are going to figure out how to manipulate that, how to go after people they don't like. I mean, the other side of the gaming world are gaming clans and the way in which you can have dozens, if not hundreds of people organized together on a team. Well, they can all go and try to manipulate the reputation system. And if they're successful, then it'll certainly have no integrity and people won't be able to take it seriously. So it is a real challenge for Microsoft to introduce something that works, that both creates a safe environment for their players, but also allows those players to feel that it's a fair system, one that accurately reflects both behavior and attitude. And that may not be such an easy task.
Well, as we say, I mean, they haven't figured it out in other milieus like, you know, minor hockey, amateur sport. And now with gaming, I mean, this sports analogy, I'm thinking of the hockey player who we call, depending on whether we're broadcasting or not, a shift disturber.
Yes.
And so maybe there's a place for that in games, these people that the just constantly run at a yellow card level.
Well, and it's funny, the digital word would be a troll. And there are many people who feel that trolls play a valuable role in any community, that they're like the Socratic gadfly that keeps people honest by being half court jester and half court bully, sort of rolled into one. And yeah, hockey's full of those types of guys, as is pretty much all sports. So, you know, I think your point about if we can't clean up the hockey arenas, we got no hope of cleaning up the Xbox. But the other parallel here are online comments in general. I mean, the internet does have a bit of a toxic culture when it comes to interactivity. So Microsoft, I think, is partly motivated to address this. But, you know, there's all sorts of companies, all sorts of communities that I think are wrapping their heads around what respect, what civility means, both online and offline, and how we could forge a community, forge a society in which we're all treated well and with dignity.
Jesse, you're a bit of a shift disturber, and so I'm glad you're the kind of guy tough to play against, but I'm glad you're on my team.
That is the greatest respect I could get. I have such great affection for you, Lauren. Thank you very much.
Right on. Thanks very much, Jesse.
Take care, bud.